Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go. All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit Golf fans. It is it. This is the final major we're talking about, Greg.
The final countdown.
Greg, how are we doing today?
Much better than it was yesterday.
But we got to play golf yesterday, so we did get out yesterday.
That is true. A day on the course is better than a day in the office. You're absolutely right. But I did get my butt whipped a little bit more yesterday than I did today.
Celebrating one of the million holidays that our company likes to give out there. So we've had...
Never complain about a day off, though.
Never complain about, although they take a little bit of our retirement away from that. But anyway. So we were out at, and we want to give a big shout out to Shenandoah Valley. Got out there to play their new routing of their golf holes. They inquired another local golf course right next, neighboring golf course. And yes, unfortunately, they got rid of about 27 holes.
Yeah.
They are keeping 36 holes up and running. And actually, I can't say enough good things about it. I thought the golf course was in good shape. I actually liked the new routing. Mm-hmm. I had no issues of crossing the street and playing the old Bowling Green. I don't know if that was north or south golf course. I really have no idea. But yes, Greg and I got together for the final major, and I think the only person who won yesterday was the wind.
Yes, the wind was undefeated.
The wind was undefeated for all the 18 holes.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be calm. I thought we were going to be, had some wind. Definitely when we crossed the street, it made things interesting.
Which is weird because, we went down into the valley kind of across the street. But then,
felt like it anyway.
It felt like we went down. I figured we'd kind of be protected, but no, it just got worse and worse.
It definitely did. But we got together for the final major of the year. For those who've been listening to us, and I hope you have, check back our other episodes. Make sure to like and subscribe as we've been doing. Really good job of coming through season two, coming to a little bit of an end here for season two. A couple things that we want to get out and talk about, but today we're going to talk about the final major. Greg has won the previous four majors of the year, actually has won the previous five majors if you count last year's final major. So I believe I won five in a row. Then you won five in a row. Is that?
You won four in a row. Then I won five in a row.
Okay, because we did seven last year. I wasn't sure how many we actually did majors-wise. I know, but we counted some other things.
Summer season was a major, or no?
No,
Maybe we did do six majors last
year.
Well,
anyway, you won the last five.
You won a lot. You won a lot last year, I can tell you that.
I made a little bit of a jump in the improvement start since we started. And then, obviously, I do think your numbers have really come down this year. Much more than last year. I know the number's not going to look as much as it was as you ended last year, but I think the quality of play was. And I know you're beating yourself up about yesterday, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But yeah, so we got together, had a day off. We headed out to Front Royal for about 45 minutes away from me. I think it's about 50 to 55 minutes away for you.
About an hour and five.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just because, but definitely, just because I got a roundabout all 15 traffic and everything to get a 66. So it's just a roundabout way.
So, but we were able to get together. It is one of the golf courses. Honestly, we've been playing for quite a bit of time. It's always been a really good rate.
This was our COVID course. This was our COVID course where basically since everything in this pocket that we live in, basically Northern Virginia, it's still Northern Virginia out there, but this pocket was always booked up and everything like that during COVID. And we would go out there. And I remember we were playing all day for $35.
Yeah. I remember this was like one of the few places that still let you share a cart.
Yes. Yes.
And I think we, between the three of us, when we add good friend of the show, Anthony, with us, and then we'd always have like a random fork that would come with us. But that was a good time. I think one of the best moments is when I think we were all driving there separately, even though we're all kind of close. I texted Greg, make sure you have Anthony's golf clubs.
Whoops.
And you forgot them. And they were actually your golf clubs that he was playing with. And he went in and rented golf clubs, which is prime Anthony. No problem at all doing that. And he hit the first shot. And I was like, hey, bud, I'm not 100% sure, but I think you got ladies' clubs. And he goes,
yep.
And walked right back in there and proceeded to have six holes normal, six holes bad, and six holes really well. Like he tears it up all the time for us for the 18 holes. But yeah, we got together. It was a stroke play event. As you could tell, we're kind of leading into a little bit of what happened, but we're going to kind of go through it. We got some clips dropping in here that we're going to talk a little bit about, or going to show us a little bit about on the golf course. But, you know, we got our Grant. Shout out to Grant for helping us out, keeping our stats, although they weren't the greatest stats in the world. Let's go through it real quick. We're going to do it real quick. So four holes at a time, and they kind of come together there at the end and just kind of give us a little bit of a feel about how we did and can move from there. Greg, I'll let you start. It was your honor.
It was.
I was able to pick the tee box, and I will not lie to you. I kind of 100% played us back for the mere fact I wanted to put driver in your hand with wind more times than
not. Oh, yeah. And I knew exactly, like, as soon as it was windy, I was like, I'm going to end up hitting driver a lot more today.
And everyone was into the wind.
And I was, tell you the truth, I was hoping that I was going to have a driver day like I did at the Memorial Tournament I played in a couple weeks ago, because I was actually hitting the driver really well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Hopefully the driver's in play today and we can go ahead and, you know, shut Brad up even from the tips. But I think you laughed the very first driver swing that I had on the range when I said, uh-oh. And you were like, that's probably not a good start. And I was like, yeah, no, it's not.
We both have got better though, as far as honestly, if I stripe it on the range, I'm a little bit more nervous about my round than I am. If I hit it bad on the range, it usually doesn't always carry over. I take that from the whole, you know, when I used to have bad batting practices when I was playing ball. I mean, the game was always different. So
I actually feel like I play better if I have a bad range session. I'm going into the round with absolutely no expectations. If I stripe it on the range, I'm going in saying, hey, 76 is in play today. And like,
I will say the only thing we did not do in our warm up was putt. And we actually had some time because we did let that group of guys go in front of us. So start us off. I believe this is the blue course.
I think that was the blue course.
I think it was the blue. So started off with a long par five.
White is the one that was down behind the barn, and red was the one next to the clubhouse.
Red is on the left. Yeah. So go ahead and give us kind of like your first four hole breakdown.
All right, we're here. Final major. We're on the range. I did not get that last one. Greg, how's the game feel?
Crappy right now, but we'll see. Warm-ups always never really determine how I play anyways. I can play great on the range and play horrible on the course, and usually it's flip-flop the other way around, so hopefully we're coming in good today.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take shot by shot and just hopefully find the ball and hit it from there.
Leaves are going to be troublesome.
Yeah, we'll be okay. We're back out at Shenandoah Valley. If you remember from last year, we did a major number, we think three, maybe four here last year, but this is the final major. Trying to get myself on the board, and Greg trying to sweep the whole year. So we'll see how it goes. Beauty. Winch and hold it.
First hole, I went bogey, bogey, par. Had a one putt on one. I had two putts everywhere else. I had one green in regulation and one fairway hit. Not a great start, but like we said, we were trying to play the wind and figure that out, and it was...
Yeah.
Couldn't roll putt pretty well, too. I was leaving everything short today, too.
I think in our clip that everyone just saw, you kind of, we talked about that the day was more about hitting the golf ball, go find the golf ball, play the next shot, and just kind of stay in play. And I thought for we did that a little bit at the start. And I know you were three over through four, but I wouldn't say we had, you had one swing. Maybe you would regret a little bit. And then you got a nice break on four. Four was across the street. I think four was the start of the other.
Oh yeah, four. Yeah, four,
got a nice definitely. Little catch of the trees, and it spits you back. But I was kind of the same way. I wasn't striping it as well, but I actually started off feeling pretty good about what was going. I didn't think the ball contact was bad. I did start. I had a 3-putt bogey on two, but I parred everything from there. The greens were. I wouldn't say they were fast. I definitely didn't say they were slow.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of us found ourselves on the wrong side a little bit. I was a little bit disappointed. They had no way of marking where the pins were. Like, they weren't front, medium, back. They were all singular flags. I don't need like a quadrant or a small 10x10 area. I just kind of wanted to know a little bit. Maybe visual looking.
Give me pin placement two today.
Yeah, something along those lines.
I will say,
a little better.
I told you before we played, but like I hadn't played there in quite some time, maybe a year or so since the last time we had a major there.
Yeah,
which I want to say was like
just over a year.
Yeah, just over a year ago. And I don't remember like putts moving that much there. And we both were like missing, you know, it was turning at the hole at the last second that we were missing it. And like, I don't know if I was just misreading everything or just not remembering how much those greens moved a little bit. It's not like they were crazy undulation. It's just, you know,
I agree.
Relatively straight and it's breaking on you at the wrong time.
I agree. When people ask me like, hey, what do you think of Shenandoah? Oh, it's short and it's tight.
Yeah.
You know, I will say the one like nine me. That. The one nine that we played is the more open nine.
Yeah.
And theirs greens are traditionally a little bit bigger. Now, when we cross the street to the old bowling green, it is more open. And those greens were big. I think they were a little bit flatter there than they were on the old Shenandoah Valley side. But again, we were on the wrong sides. I mean, I think every par three, I was on the opposite side of the green. And I'm not going to say that was all wind. That was a little bit of a spinny golf ball. I think the second hole, the par three, the one I three putted. I hit the golf shot I wanted to hit, but playing a draw with the wind, it just took me to the complete opposite side. Then you're playing a downhill breaker. And the short putts, I mean, I missed a couple 4-footers, 5-footers that I have been rolling in recently. So, but like I said, through four holes
with the lab, you're still figuring it out.
I am a little bit, and my practice is just a lot. So I mean, it's just not happening right now, which I can't complain too much. I still get out with the little guy who actually did join us for this round, and he had a nice line at bedtime last night. So I'll let you know. I'll save that for later though. But yeah, so through four holes, I think you came in playing at a 14. And I came in at a 3 on the round. So we had about 11 shots.
I was like an 11-3, and it put me at a 14. You were at a
1-5, and it put me at a 3. So it was playing a little bit on the scorecard harder than I was expecting. I thought we would be right around our handicap.
We were, what, 67-something?
Yeah.
67-something change.
Played it pretty big. So I believe I picked up like one shot through the first four holes, because I needed to pick up one or two shots per four holes to be in it. So I ended up, you know, again, I wasn't at all happy or unhappy where I was. I hit a bomb drive on four, did hit a chunk wedge, but made par. So, I mean, that's kind of what I do. So take us off. Next four holes, still on the across the street
side. We're on the bowling green side still.
Yeah.
All right. Through four holes. It's a beautiful day. I think I picked up one stroke back on him so far. And we're both in a little bit of trouble here. So we'll keep you updated. But can't beat the conditions, can't beat the weather. So good day to play golf.
I went
in the wind, and the wind started picking up. So,
oh yeah,
this is where it really got to start playing.
Continued the streak. I went bogey, double, par, the one fairway I hit on, or the one green that I hit on the front nine, I believe. And then I went double. Yeah, I went bogey, went double, par, double.
Yeah, and both of the doubles came. Both of the doubles came on your nemesis lately, the par threes.
Yeah,
one was a water ball, and then I believe on the long one, you chunked the shot, and Tyler goes dad.
Three of them.
Yeah, dad, he's perfectly even with the ladies' tee. Like
I was directly in front of the gray tee box, so it was perfect. Where
it almost looked like you were teeing up from that tee box.
And I believe you told me exactly what I needed to hear at that. And at least you got the correct yardage there.
It's true. Middle green.
It's true.
Middle green. So, that was kind of, you kind of turned in a not the best direction there, putting the two doubles up. But I definitely, the wind was picking up. I think I struggled a little bit on five, made bogey. Had a wedge in, and that was one of the ones where I kind of just wish I knew where the pin was. But my short game definitely let me down. My chips, I can't say I've been chipping the ball where I'm tapping range a lot, but I've been chipping it to that 5 to 6 feet with the confidence of rolling them in. I did not have that going yesterday. So I ended up going bogey, par, bogey, par for the next four holes. I parred both the par threes. Luckily, I did get up and down. I think I got up and down three times. And when it came down to it, and until like the last hole, I actually told myself, I think those up and downs are going to be the difference maker.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then, it made a big difference getting. So I'm sitting three over through eight, and you were sitting
a lot.
Eight over through eight.
All right, here we go. Eight holes in. I think right now the wind is winning. Mm-hmm. We just went.
I love par threes.
Yeah, par threes have been struggling for Greg. I kind of gave up two on a hole, but I got him right back on the next. Overall, we're actually not playing all that bad. Course is in pretty good shape. It's a new layout here at Shenandoah Valley. Appreciate them having us out. But eight holes, I actually think it's pretty close when it comes down to it. I don't really know the exact numbers, but we'll give you an update next time we touch base.
So I ended up gaining another shot or two on you for the first eight holes. And then I will say,
wheels came off.
You're about to hear it. the wheels came off. And we made a turn where I felt like we were in swirly wind, and then we were in borderline tornado wind.
Yeah.
For a while. And I remember we drove up to number nine. And Tyler goes, your tees are way back there. And I remember looking to my left, and I'm like, whoa, they were almost 90 yards behind back. And then we got back there, and we were like, whoa, what do we do here? The wind
dead
literally was just changing nine different directions.
This is the thing, too. Those tee boxes, I understand in a non-wind situation, you play a little cut, and you're perfect right down the middle of the fairway. But in that situation, that tee box aims you directly into the woods, like basically right where I hit my second ball, like without moving at all. Obviously, the first ball I snapped hooked into the woods, but the second ball basically hit it dead straight, and the wind just held it right there rather than
I would say on it. The wind for the next two or three holes was just confusing as well too, because that side is a little more open. Now we're talking about all these trees that we hit because we found them. they had open pockets and different things. And you did hit the first one, obviously.
God awful.
It is what it is. The second one was kind of like one of those, are you going to cut? Are you going to cut? And it just stayed straight. And, but then from there, it took you a little bit. So go ahead. I'll let you go through the next four there.
So on nine, I took a nine. I had one drop ball off the tee, obviously, re-teed. I think I topped two balls in a row Then put a wedge just off the green. Had to, and I think that was one that I basically went to just pop it onto the green and let it roll. It popped onto the green, rolled all the way across the green and off the green. Had a chip on. I think I bladed that one. And it was just a nightmare hold. So I took a 9 on 9, came across, had a decent shot, up right up to the top of the hill on, or no, 10 is hit another 3 hybrid, double bogeyed that, then went double and then triple on 12. So it was like I said, the wheels fell off and I pretty much forgot how to play golf really for quite some time.
Yeah, that was a frustrating stretch. And it, and you know, obviously my little guy was with us and he was even getting frustrated with the wind. And he's like, Dad, I don't hit it far enough to get usually that messed up in the wind because his ball flight isn't as high as ours, obviously, and it's not carrying. And he's like, I don't even know what it's doing. And he got a couple bad bounces too. So I think all of us kind of, we had a little tough stretch there.
And as soon as he got those gummy worms, he was good to go.
Oh yeah. We have to have that every round. That's a new thing for him. So, but yeah, even 9 got me. I actually thought I hit a really good ball off the face, just waiting for the wind to carry it back. It did not. Hit a tree, bounced the wrong direction. I tried to hit a punch, hit good contact again. I don't even really know what happened with it because it went over the hill. All I heard was another tree. But it was another 3-putt for me. And I actually took triple on that hole as well. And I will tell you though, I did stand on the tee into the wind.
Oh, just remember on 9, I took a 9. I didn't take a triple. I took a 9.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. But I stood on the tee and I don't know if I told you or not, but I definitely told myself as much as I don't want to make bogey here, bogey will be a heck of a score.
Oh yeah. Cause I mean,
with
that
the
was
wind swirling 470 yards. Tee to green, that's a big boy hole for us.
Oh, yeah.
And we could definitely play it and get there in 2 on probably a dry day with no wind because the ball was bouncing and rolling pretty well. Just the wind and where we – but if you're not in the perfect spot, you're basically playing for a bogey. And obviously, another 3-putt for me hurt quite a bit. So I did end the front as a 41. I have you ending the front at a 48.
Yep.
You did only have 16 putts, which is pretty solid for the conditions we're in. Driving, you were 1 of 6 greens. Now it did have 3 par 3s.
I had 5 drivers on the front 9.
Yeah,
that's more. That's more than I've hit a driver in a round.
1 for 6 on the fairways. I had 19 putts, 2 3 putts, which hurt me a little bit. I was 2 for 6 for driving. But I actually thought I hit the driver pretty well early.
You did.
I did have some wayward ones on the backside, but I wasn't hitting
fairways. I actually like when lately, as of late, like your driver is no longer your like soft spot. Every once in a while, like probably I would say earlier majors when you were going through that I hate this driver phase for like, you know, probably about a solid 4-week period, maybe a month and a half. there was times where I was like, he's pulling driver. Okay, I'm just going to hit 3 hybrid. I'm like, I really don't care. Or I'm going to hit an iron type thing, like, and try and stay in play because I'm just waiting for that one snap hook that basically kind of blows up his driver for the rest of the day. And really, like, lately, though, playing with you, like, driver is actually where I'm like, oh, crap.
It's still not a weapon.
Right.
And I still have to pick and choose. I can hit it to tight areas with confidence.
Right.
But I have a lot more confidence pulling it out of my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And on that stretch, when we crossed the street and played those 9 holes, it was open enough where I wasn't.
Yeah.
But the reason I was missing a lot of fairways or just off was if I have a little bit of spin, that ball was gone on yesterday. And that was more of conditions than I think anything. And I played a cut. Like I could go up there and say, this is what I was going to do. And I felt pretty decent with it. But yeah, so I took the triple, but I did hit 56% of the greens. And I think that's where, obviously that was a big turning point, making the turn on the 10, I did struggle a little bit with 10. I hit what I thought was a beautiful wedge. I thought I was going to be putting for birdie.
I do remember this one.
And I don't know what happened. I just hit the backside. But when it landed obviously over the green, and I was chipping basically out of the woods, left the chip short, made double. And then it looks like we had a par five where I ended up making par on. I don't remember that par five.
I do. Yeah, 5-iron off the tee box.
Was that the one?
Yes.
And I made par from there. I made par. I got up and down.
Yeah. And you scrubbed a 5-iron off of the tee box and then basically off of the tee box of the other hole.
Yeah. And then the next hole, I ended up making bogey. You had me in down as a 6, but it really didn't matter. Ended up making a bogey on that hole. So I did take the next 4 holes, 3, 4, 5, 6 over to your 11 over. And I did that. We ended up putting us pretty neck and neck down the stretch. Because I kept telling, I was even telling my little guy, I was like, I had opportunities to put this away. I mean, I literally, if I just played bogey golf for those 4 holes, I would have been ahead of like a 5-shot, 6-shot lead going into the last 5 holes, but I didn't. I kept us in the match. And so we make our turn. And I think we last time we talk, and you'll listen to it here.
12 hole update. I think I've cut into it quite a bit. Well, the wind has cut into it quite a bit. The last 4 holes have been
astronomical.
They've been some of our higher numbers. Got a tough one coming up here. I think Greg's got a 2-shot lead with 6 to play. And we're going to survive and see what we're going to do. Add it up. So hit the ball and find it. It's the goal for the day.
That's basically all I can do.
All
right. Last time we talked, it was on 13, and then we talked again on 18. So give us the little rundown going into the final stretch. Now we're back across the street, back at the blue course. Which I thought was going to be a very tough stretch coming home, just because I always think it was in the past. But tell us how you did.
Just continued my streak of awfulness. Had a decent drive on 13, which is arguably one of the toughest tee shots on the course.
At one time, I heard it was one of the toughest.
But I ended up tripling that just because from the top of the hill, I was kind of off to the right and just wanted to hit like a punch shot that rolled down the hill, and I tried to keep it low, and it got just up a little bit, and the wind caught it, sailed it, pushed it into the trees, couldn't find it, so I had to take a drop up there. Ended up basically blading a wedge that went to the back of the green, and I was, I don't know, 50 plus feet, and basically 3 putted from there. That was I believe that was my first 3 putt of the day. And then so I tripled that hole. Then went par, thought I had turned it around. Then next par.
Got a good approach shot on the par.
Yeah.
I don't think you hit a great drive.
It was definitely
playable.
It was like a toe draw. That's what I hit off the drive. And you know, 2 putted from there. Basically the next one, was double bogey. I believe I hit that onto 1 on that hole. That was my, I hit a huge power fade. Over
you did, you did. But I was thinking like, no, you did that on 18, but on 18, you also hit 1.
Tee box.
But yes, you did hit that one up there.
So
15, can we back into the wind, right?
Yeah. Went double there, then 16 bogeyed. That was another 3 putt. That was where I was on and 2, looking pretty good. And both of us, you know, just barely rolled by the hole when it scooted all the way down to the front of the green.
That was, I'll be honest with you.
It was a tough pin placement.
It was. And I didn't think I hit my putt all that hard and made bogey. I thought if you made that putt, I was like, that might actually make it pretty darn close in the match. I know it was kind of hard to follow along because we were doing stroke plays a little bit different, but I was a little nervous. It's like, man, he makes this. This is going to be a match with 2 holes.
Oh, if I made the first putt and birdied that,
yeah,
I knew that I was going to have a chance. and missing it and then coming back and this is going to be pretty detrimental.
Well, when you hit it and it looked good for a long time and it just really went right on the edge, maybe a ball out.
Yeah.
And it just, it's, and again, obviously, you know, you hit it too hard. I mean, obviously you did because where the putt ended, but it would have been hard to hit that putt any softer. Like,
oh yeah.
It wasn't like you just crushed it. Now I think I crushed mine because I hit the pin stick and still rolled 12 feet past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that saved me, hurt me. I really don't know, but yours was like very close to being like, man, we're in this. And then when you made bogey, it kind of like, I was like, all right, easy par three, easy par five. Let's finish this. But yeah, that was a big journey. So now you're on 17 par three, another weird wind hole.
Let's keep the par three challenge on Greg's life going. Left it short, left it short, chunked a wedge short, bladed a wedge long, and two putted from about 40 feet in order to double.
Standing on 18. It's a test of survival today. I can't say any of us have played our best scoring golf. Didn't hit it bad. The wind was tough. I don't remember last time I practiced, so I don't think it's helping me, but
yeah, I would say the same.
It is, it's what it is. So
I should know how to play in the wind because I played in the wind last weekend, but like legitimately this is just probably the worst round I've played in two years.
It's no, you're not even close to that.
1 year.
No, not even close to that. But 18th hole. Hopefully I can hold off here. We'll see how it goes.
And then in true fashion, just blow up on 18 and a par five that is pretty wide open and put the drive off to the right. Then decided I was just going to go over some trees and go dead straight. Hit a tree branch, couldn't find it, had to take a drop, shanked a wedge over to one tee box. So I played one basically three times that round, and then chipped up, two putted, took an eight on it, and walked away with 20 putts on the front, on the back nine, zero fairways hit, and only two greens in reg, and three drops, obviously. So.
But you hit driver 10 times.
Oh yeah, I just hit driver. It's hard
that round. And honestly, there was a hole you pulled three hybrid. And I was like, no, you actually need to hit driver here. But I knew what was going on. You were frustrated. Was one of the one you actually played in the abandoned hole.
Yes, I did.
And then you played back by the guy in the lawnmower. He had no idea what was going on.
And then that was a tough stretch. And I somehow striped a 5-iron into the wind from 211 that ended up hitting the green.
Hitting the green. Yeah, you did. That was a good one. So let me pick up. I kind of righted the strip ship a little bit. 13, I actually went, I or 12 and 13, I went double. Or no, I'm sorry, 12, we said we were wrong. That was actually a bogey, but I ended up doubling. Yeah. Let me scroll back up. 13, I don't remember too much. Hit 4 hybrid. Wonder what I did. Anyway, ended up doubling that one, and then I ended the stretch. That's what I did. I went way left. That was the same one that you actually hit a decent ball off the tee.
Yeah.
I hit a provisional and was in play, punch, did it, and just made a mess of that hole. The next hole, I played as far right of the out of bounds marker as I could. Hit a decent punch, did not get up and down, had a good look to get up and down, did not get up and down. And this is where I actually think on 15, I did have my snap hook drive.
Yes.
Hit a hybrid as far as I could. And I actually got up and down from like 70 yards.
Yeah.
With a long one putt where nobody was around. And I didn't know. I was like, I knew you were struggling. I was like, I don't even want to celebrate. I don't even deserve to celebrate. But it was like the only good putt I felt like I had the whole day because it just fell right in. It wasn't like I slammed it in. And I remember not doing much and just kind of making sure you saw me take the ball out of the hole just because I didn't want to be like, oh, I one putted. No, you didn't. But not that we ever had those. But anyway, That was huge. Ended up making par.
I think
there.
15. I think 15 was also the one that, like, after I two putted because I hit it like a baby again. I went back and dropped my ball and then, like, basically hit it like how I wanted to, and it, like, what goes in. And I was like, of course, just trust yourself.
16, I ended up probably hitting my best drive of the day into the wind. I probably even pushed the 300 marker on that.
That was
and I didn't think
drive.
I hit a terrible wedge. Didn't get any help from the wind. But that's the one where we had a putting debacle. Had slammed the flagstick, still rolled 12 feet past because it was such on a slant. But I got up and down on 17, which pretty much put it away. Mm-hmm. I actually hit the tee ball like I wanted to. It did have a little draw spin on there, so I don't know if that just did not let the wind take it to the right. But off the club face, it felt really good. Got up and down there, and then on 10, somehow I made par. As well, got up and down there.
From basically the same spot I was at.
We did, off the tee. And Andy and I, it was my tee ball. And you went to me and said, hey, good job, you won. I'm like, no. I was like, I actually stood on this hole like 12, 15 years ago in an amateur tournament that I needed to win my flight with a par. I tripled it and finished like third. And I literally hit it and said, yep, that's exactly where I hit it. And then you literally followed me. I think we were like 6 yards apart from each other.
We had to wait for the old guys to go through.
We did.
They were probably wondering why we were just sitting there watching.
Or how we were that far right. and then we tried to play down that hole over to their new little area they're creating there for short game. And but yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we stood. I ended with a 45 in the back, 18 putts.
I had my putting was 55 on rough. The back.
With 55 20, in the back.
55, 20, zero fairways, and two greens.
Yeah, I would 3 for 8 driving, and I hit 3 of 9 greens. So ended up with 44% greens, 36% driving, and 37 putts. That's, I mean, right then and there, I was telling somebody today about the round. You know, if I just have 4 less putts and 1 better ball, 1 more green, I'm shooting the 79-80 marker, which is what I kind of have that expectation now of being, like, that's a bad round for me. I did check the PCC. Did you check the PCC to see if it had any adjustment for today?
No, I haven't checked it, no.
Because we both agreed that it should be like a 5-stroke adjustment.
Well, I mean, is anything to get me back below the century mark, I'd be happy.
PCC change.
I ended up with 36 putts, 7% fairways, 22% green, 6 penalties, and a whopping 103 on the day. Probably, arguably, one of the worst rounds I've had in a long time. But as far as like ball striking and just not knowing what it's doing in the air, I would even say the round that I played up in Pennsylvania, you know, I didn't shoot very well, but I struck the ball a lot better, and I actually could at least play the win. Yesterday, I just showed that my practices have been getting rained out or tournamented out, and it just continued today. I woke up early, I went to the range, and they said the range is closed. There's a frost delay, and I go, then why is the range closed that I'm hitting off of a mat? And they were like, well, the whole we're not letting anybody out because it's rain. It's a frost delay. I was like, I'm going to the range. And they were like, it's closed right now. And I was like. Yeah. I could have grabbed the guy across to this. Exactly. That's what I don't understand.
Did they let you chip and putt?
No, they were like, nobody can go out on the course right now. Nothing's playable right now because it's frost delay. And I was like, dude, come on now. It was like, the sun is shining. We're perfectly fine.
Yeah. Today actually was gorgeous.
If you had a tournament here starting at 9, you'd be letting everybody hit off the mats. You'd let everybody chip and putt. You'd be having the putting contest. You know, you'd be doing everything as normal, even with a frost delay. So don't give me that crap. So probably going to try again tomorrow to go get another practice session in. I really, and I know this sounds stupid because, you know, we talk about it all the time as far as your short game makes or breaks your round. Yes, I didn't hit the ball well yesterday with the wedges. I had some flubs and whatnot. I'm still putting pretty well because I have been putting and chipping as of late. But one thing I really need to do is have a range session to work on just ball striking.
So one thing that you have always said to me is, and you've always told me not to do, is and I don't necessarily do it on purpose, but it is kind of a more controlled swing for me. It's the when I try to flight the ball down and I hit not necessarily a knockdown shot, but it almost looks like I don't try to get all the way through my shots.
Oh, yeah.
Your golf swing with your irons was so long. It's so tilted. Like, I want to say there was times where I felt like the club head was pointing towards the ground. And it wasn't like pointing towards the ground where it was hitched. It was pointing towards the ground with a tilt.
Yeah.
So bad. And that causes that early extension because when you get back, and that's where you got some balls pretty fat with your irons, which is something that you haven't been doing. I don't think it's much. Maybe, you know, we all get the chunks, you know, a chunk here and there, or you hit it on the fatter side and you get like a chunk that flies a little bit for you. But I would love to see you get like that, just get to the shoulder and hit like a knockdown, like have the mentality that you're hitting a knockdown shot. And I guarantee you, you'll actually start hitting the ball further you're going to find that center of the club face. And I joke with my kids is that, oh, center of the club face flyer.
No.
Like, well, what does that mean? I was like, well, you haven't hit the center so many times. You expected to hit it 20 yards shorter than you normally do. And they catch that good contact and it's like a flyer, but it's not. That's actually how you should be hitting the ball. And I will say, like, even though I complained about that one wedge, I did. I had incredible contact. And part of me is like, all right, maybe that's what got through the wind. Because if you do hit a ball on the center of the club face with the optimal amount of compression and spin, it will cut through the wind better than have any spinny ball movement. And I wonder if that's what that was and why I carried 7-8 yards further, which hit me on the back and bounced.
Right, bounced you down the hill.
Great.
But so, I mean, that's not, like, tell you the truth, obviously, like, I didn't feel long, but I always know that if I haven't hit, like, a range session where, like, I've really dialed it in, then I know that the first thing that goes in my swing is I get long and everything.
Yeah, I would love to see you try to hit what you think is a three-quarter shot.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like if I go to the range and actually like dial that in, like I'll feel as if I'm hitting 110 and I'm hitting that shoulder style swing. But basically, if I haven't had a range day where I'm doing full swings and because I'll sit there and I can dry swing all day and I can slow mo swing and everything like that. But then until I get like actually over a ball and hitting real balls and seeing ball flight, like, you know, I lose that like feel of like, okay, like now I need to make contact and you make good contact. Plus, I mean, I'm sure that the wind got in my head where, all right, I need to give everything a little oomph more. And that's where like, ultimately I just go to crap, with my swing is because if I start feeling like I'm going to put a little more oomph in it, then, you know, that's swing goes to crap.
I would love for you. I know you've talked about the sim membership, maybe over the winter.
Oh yeah,
is where you go and hit like, you know, obviously take your 150 yard club, and just figure out that knockdown. Now, you know, Brian, friend of the show, not my brother Brian, but the other one that's come with us, the Fairway Fit Cup, like that's all he tries to do now is to almost go two clubs down, and he tries to fillet it in there. Or feather it in there. And like, we've had some really good talks. I'm like, well, why would you go two clubs? Like, why not one club? And like, he just has this mentality now. And his scores, he goes, the big difference is instead of, going at a shot 100% and missing potentially 30, 40 feet right or left, I at least know if I miss, it's going to be one side. And if I miss, I'm probably going to be inside 30 feet when I do it. And I'm like, man, because there's a couple shots that I can't commit to hitting that knockdown when I know if I catch it, I'm flying 20 yards over the green.
Right.
And he could do that. And it's impressive. Now I have gotten to where I've been trying to hit a couple more, like one club down, playing it a little bit less, especially with temperatures dropping, the ball's not flying. So maybe that's a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I am finding that three quarter shot it's giving me more consistent club face. And it's been huge because right now, I think you can tell, I can't cut an iron to save my life. Like, it just, nothing will cut unless I heel cut it. And that means I'm mishitting it. And that three-quarter shot allows me to cut it a little bit more. And my cut is more of a straight ball. It's just, that's just what it's coming out as. And especially with the wedges, I mean, not that you want to cut a wedge. I don't want to draw a wedge all the time. I want to hit it more straight. And like, unfortunately, I was drawing stuff yesterday. And I can tell not being at the range is something. I know in my world, youth sports is kind of dwindling now. We got about a week left until things go down.
We just finished soccer this weekend. So. Yeah,
so I know the temperatures are changing, but I don't have a problem going out there and it grinding it out a little bit.
I bundled up this morning. I was ready to go. And then,
but I will say it was a good feeling. I did get the, you know, little monkey off my back.
Congrats. You didn't get swept. Congrats. You know, you avoided the sweep.
Next time we get together.
I will say this. I wish it was a little more competitive. Obviously, if for some reason, it seems like the last two seasons, the last major of the season, just even though last season it came down to like a one shot difference, I think both of us walked away from the last major of the season just being like, we played like crap.
Yeah. I
want to get into the point where like, we're like, I don't want major number one of season one, but I do want like,
yeah, I was going to say, it almost needs to be,
I
like
do want
Masters.
I do want like a Masters competitive
first of all.
I do want like a competitive where like we're grinding it out. And like, you know what? It's like at the end, it's just like, hell, that was a hell of a match rather than, both of us played like crap, but you happen to play a little bit better than me today, like type thing. So
I think when it came down to it, I really wasn't, as much as I haven't been practicing, I wasn't too upset with my ball contact. Definitely missed clubs sometimes, definitely did not hit balls with the wind. I've hit balls that kind of hurt me a couple times. But honestly, if you would have told me 85 would have won, I would have said you're crazy. Especially giving up. I think I gave up like 10 shots on the day, but
I almost wish you would have shot like 74 and I just got my absolute butt whipped.
Yeah.
Because like, if like even saying like I was relatively close and it wasn't really over until 18, like that just like, it's kind of,
So hold on here with that, because I did shoot 74 in two majors this year.
I know. But I was a little bit, and let's just say this. I have never said like straight up, I beat Brad. I said I won the major, but I've never beaten Brad. I think I will say this. There's only one round ever that we've ever played together that I think I scored one lower than you
did. Or two or four. I think it was final major last year.
No, it wasn't.
I think you straight up beat me final major last year.
No.
It was at Blue Ridge Shadows, and I shot like an 87 or 88.
I know, but I still used, like but I'm saying one round ever. No major, no nothing. It was before Fairway Fit was even a thing.
Like, I would like to.
One round where we actually played straight up, and I beat you by like one stroke back in the days.
We should be playing two shots aside. Three shots.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We could sit down in Harrisonburg with me, you, and Anthony for 45 minutes in debate on who should get shots or not.
It's true.
It comes down to it. But anyway, I do have a vision where our major is not just 18 holes. Like, it's almost like a 4-day.
Well, last year, I do believe. Major four, the one before major five, that was 2 days.
Yeah, I like the multiple days. I always liked when high school state golf tournament was 2 days. It felt like it gave the golfer who just played his average round a chance to win the tournament the next day, or the guy who played lights out to hold on the next day. And it made it feel like it was a tournament, not a round. Like, it's very hard to say I won the golf tournament, because you did it. You won the golf round. A tournament to me is you got to win multiple days. Or multiple rounds.
Get some people and carts following us around.
Yeah, I mean, that's the vision down the road. But maybe, anyway.
Maybe Stanley can host.
Before we
<in two. laughs>
before we sign off here, We do have our return of the turkey shootout. Good friend, Mr. Jack is going to put that on with a lot of details that are coming out in the future. I know I've locked my team in. You are working on finishing up.
We've locked it in. We've locked it in. Team Vibes 2.0 is coming back at it.
Okay. So you are locked in.
Schwartz, good friend of Schwartz is coming out again. Guy. We got Mike and Valdez. We're good to go. We just have to maybe tell Schwartz and Mike to keep it under and contained for a little bit longer.
So Steve's locked in. Good friend of the show. Had him on earlier the year. Please check that episode out. Like, subscribe, as we always talk about, as we're trying to get some fun things here and get some more people on the show.
The Wedge Master
has been injured.
Oh.
Went out and has been practicing left-handed and shot 101 the other day in an 18-hole match.
So he just beat me left-handed.
Yeah.
Steve, can you teach me your ways? Can you get a...
It took him 11 months to go from a 10 handicap to scratch. So I'm still questioning how he did that. And can you get me some information? But anyway, so he may end up being... He may be left-handed that day. And if that is the case, we're pretty probably even. But if we're not, obviously, then maybe we can talk about some sort of competition between the two of us. And maybe Jack can help us out and put us maybe next to each other, so we could. But we'll see how that goes once those details come out. Next time on, please listen. We have a huge announcement. Greg is going to let me know what my consequence is for losing the. We didn't call it the World Series this year, but losing the percentages of the majors this year. Him being able to take the first.
I'm just pumped I get to pick my own outfit this year for Turkey Shootout.
Say again? Oh, you know how to what?
I'm just pumped I get to pick my own outfit out for Turkey Shootout.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's a little bit warmer this year than last year. But
I do have the orange pants. Maybe I should just make you just wear those pants.
Yeah, they won't fit, but they might fit my right leg.
That'd be
but
mine.
Yeah, so please listen in a week from now, about 10 days from now, we're going to have out. We are winding down our golf season here. Although we continue to play through the winter, our season is coming up to an end. And we're going to have some announcements and hopefully talk a little bit about what we got planned for next year. But make sure to check us out on our social media.
Stay up with the socials. We'll still keep posting content on our socials as far as everything goes there. But
yeah, like, subscribe, check us out. I mean, we are coming up. People are getting interested and it's good to hear. So until then, we'll check you out next week.